Well, now I am joined by Pat Wallace, archaeologist and former director of the National Museum of Ireland. Pat, thank you very much indeed for coming into us. I know you've been looking at some of the archaeological treasures that Ireland has to offer. And this week you have been looking at the treasures on offer in Clare and in Roscommon. We start with Clare. What is the high point, if you like, there?
Clare is a huge county archaeologically. I mean, when I, as an archaeologist, think of County Clare, I think of the megalithic tombs that were studied so brilliantly by Professor De Valera, deceased. Brilliant job there, put it on the map. But more than that, Clare has the Burren, which is an archaeological paradise. It's that stone, that cold karst stone area of North Clare between Ballyvaughan and Corrifin, which is crawling, if I may use that word, Caelan, with monuments of all periods.
Really? And you wouldn't think it was the most hospitable area to go and build your monuments
well,
or your homes.
Well, that's true, historically. I mean, they said there wasn't earth enough to bury a man or whatever. You know, it was so bad and Cromwell and his boys had no interest in it. But it is actually extraordinary, rich in between all those rocks, and the rocks themselves, the stone, the way the limestone was spilt out and laid down, and all the features of a limestone landscape are all there for the visitor. But I really like that part of Clare because of some of the great monuments that are there, like Kirkcudbright Abbey, like Kilfenora Cathedral, which is where I would start my trip if I was visiting
Kilfenora Cathedral.
Yeah,
tell me about that then. When does that date back to?
It dates to about the year 1200 or thereabouts.
Wow.
Maybe slightly before. It's what we call a transitional building, but transitional, that is, between Romanesque and Gothic, but it is certainly more Romanesque in its feel. And it has it has a number of glorious things. It is a complex because there are high crosses in the field around it, including the Duarte Cross, which is Hiberno Scandinavian style sculpture ornament on it. But inside the cathedral itself, Caelan, there's a tree light window, for instance, and it has little capitals carved, and at the top of those capitals are little sullen figures who have to be carved. They're based on local Clare guys who lost out in the Munster Championship. They have to be locals.
Really, and Irish heads on them.
All
yeah.
Irish. So they're not only Irish, they're County Clare to the core. You can see Davy Fitz and the boys there lined up, and they are wonderful. They're a treat, and they show the sophistication and the eye of the man with the chisel 800 years ago or more who did that job, and they're there still. And also brought in are a number of the crosses into Kilfenora Cathedral. There's a visitor centre in Kilfenora. You can orientate yourself from there. Up the Burren you can also go for a walk into Cathair Cumann, one of the large circa 7th, 8th century royal sites, you know, a big fort would say about 12 stone huts inside it with outworks for cattle and that.
And how much of that is still standing?
What?
How much of it would be still standing?
It nearly all is, actually.
Really?
It nearly,
you can see the layout and how they would have lived there.
And there's even an escape route from one of the huts into a souterrain, that's an underground place, in and out into the cliff face. It's a frightening sight in terms of its military statement, its economic might about the year 800.
Tell us who built it and
it
why.
It was built by a local Irish chieftain whose name, of course, is gone and lost, and his clan, population, they're gone. We don't know who they are, but we do have a great brooch from it because this is the 80th anniversary of its excavation by a wonderful American team who came there in 1934 and dug up lots of sites around the Burn, setting up archaeology as a science, really, in Ireland, that Harvard team. So Cathair Cumann is, which I'm recommending there. There's other sites as well. There's Kirkcudbright Abbey with the beautiful flowers of the Burn carved in the stone capitals inside. Cistercian Abbey of the 1150s or thereabouts, built by, the patronage of Donald Moore O'Brien, a royal foundation in North Clare, full of sophistication, lots of information about the outbuildings and that. Lovely place to cycle to, say from Kinvara or
and
that kind of place.
Pat, if you arrive at these places, I mean any of the ones that you mentioned, is the information there to help you interpret what you're seeing, or do you need to do your research first?
Say, for instance, Cathair Cumann, there's a good quarter of a mile walk into that from the road near Carron, but there's a lovely OPW reconstruction plaque at the gate. You can do the whole thing. Read that very carefully. Look at the reconstruction drawings. It's all there. Now, for the Christian sites like Kilfenora and Corcomroe, you'd have to, the signage is good, but you'd be better off with a guide like someone like Gordon Darcy or someone like that. But there's another part of Clare that I'd like to highlight as well this year because of Brian Boru and the Battle of Clontarf. It's the place around Killaloe. Killaloe is very interesting. Completely different part of Clare. Lush land, an extension of the Golden Vale, centre of the Dalgash, the Brian Boru's family who ruled that part of Clare and Munster and Ireland from that location. And Killaloe is very well worth seeing because you also have a church of the time in that vicinity, Tomb Graney, which Brian Boru may well have attended.
Really?
Yeah, and Killaloe Cathedral, of course, the Protestant Cathedral, is the old transitional church with high crosses and things inside. And the big thing for me, if I were a family man bringing my children around East Clare, near Quinn, and Quinn Abbey, by the way, is worth looking at as well. It's a Franciscan friary that's intact. But is Craigan Owen. It's a reconstructed site, Keelan, where they've done reconstructed monuments to show, you know, what a Cranog was like, what a Ringfort was like.
Our kids would love that, wouldn't they?
It's a wonderful site, and it was done.
We'd all love that, actually, to see what it really would have been.
And you could look at a pole laid being, you know, making stuff. It is a great site, given by John Hunt to the state.
Right. Now, that's Clare. There's certainly loads to keep you occupied.
Oh, you could keep a month about Clare.
You've also been to Roscommon, though.
Yeah, I have in my mind, like travelling in the realms of gold. Roscommon is an underrated county, I want to say, because Roscommon is a royal county. It's the land of the O'Connors. You can still visit Clonalla's house, where the present descendants of the O'Connors are. But more than that, there's a royal site the O'Connors, going back to the late Bronze Age, which is the equivalent of Tara, and nobody knows about it.
Really?
Yeah, Cruachan, Rathcrochan, near Tulsk, there in central Roscommon. If you visit Cruachan, you'll get an orientation, you can get a guide there, and they'll bring you around to show you the royal site, ceremonial site, where the Kings of Connacht were inaugurated. It's a very famous Iron Age.
And what do you actually see when you go there? I mean, are there still structures standing?
There are earthen mounds. There's one very big mound, there's also a platform ring. There's some ditches, there's a cave that you can go into. But I think, Keelan, with due respect, you'd want to be guided around there rather
than
just sheepishly walking over a stile into a field. You'd want to be
shown around. Tara, you need to know what you're seeing, don't you?
Well, now, this is the Tara of Connacht, and it's well worth a visit. And that's just one side. Like, if you were to visit the National Museum in Dublin, you'd be surprised that an awful lot of artefacts in the National Museum are from the Cranogs of County Roscommon. I'm just saying that Roscommon is a major county archaeologically, and people forget that. Also, it has Boyle Abbey up in the north of which is a lovely site, and you can get a full idea what that abbey looks like. The county has two great museums. It has the Famine Museum in Strokestown, and it has the King Harriman House in Boyle, where the Connacht Rangers assembled, and where there's a wonderful display. Drummond Owen is a prehistoric site, and down in the south of the county, there's a fertility Celtic object, which is a phallic object, which you can visit. It's there near Fuarty, and it's crawling covered in Latin ornament of the British-Irish type around the time of our Lord. A completely pagan experience.
Really? It is extraordinary, the richness of our archaeological heritage that we just don't know about, do we?
When you look at it, and I'm only doing the highlights to give people a bit of pride and orientation in their own vicinities.
Well, listen, Pat, thank you very much indeed. We'll be talking to you, I hope, about more archaeological sites to visit. Thank you for coming into us this morning.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.